Hey, this is Fidelisa here at Good Vibes Only Radio, and today I want to say that I was doing research about Juneteenth, and I found this website called Juneteenth.com. Who would have known? I just said, let me look it up, you know? And at first I seen the Wikipedia meeting of it, and I was like, that's not enough for me. Let me keep looking, you know? So anyway, I found this website called Juneteenth.com. That's Juneteenth.com. And there I found out exactly what Juneteenth means, which I would like to speak to you about. So Juneteenth is the oldest national celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. Dating back to 1865, it was June 19th. That the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Know that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on Texas due to the minimal number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. However, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and the arrival of General Granger, Rickmitt, the forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. There you have it. Now, later attempts to explain this 2.5 year delay in the receipt of this important news have yielded several versions that have been handed down through years. Often told is the story of a messenger who was murdered on his way to Texas with the news of freedom. Another is that the news was deliberately withheld by the enslaved slavers to maintain the labor force of the plantations. And still another is the federal troops actually waited for the slave owners to reap off the benefits one last cotton harvest before going to Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. All of which, or none of these versions, could be true. Certainly, for some presidents, Lincoln's authority over the rebellious states was in question. Whatever the reason, conditions in Texas remained status quo well beyond what was statutory. General Order Number 3. One of General Grant's first order of business was to read to the people of Texas General Order Number 3, which began most significant with, "The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and a hired laborer." The reaction to this profound news ranged from pure shock to immediate jubilation. While many lingered to learn of this news, employer-to-employee relationship, many left before these offers were completely off the lips of the former master, attesting to the baying conditions of the plantation and the realization of freedom. Even with nowhere to go, many felt that leaving the plantation would be the first grasp of freedom. North was a logical destination, and for many it represented true freedom. While the desire to reach family members in neighbor states drove some in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, settling into these new areas as free men and women brought on new realities and the challenges of establishing a heretofore non-existent status for black people in America. Recounting the memories of the great day in June of 1865, and its festivities will serve as motivation as well as release from the growing pressure encountered in their new territories. The celebration of Juneteenth was coined Juneteenth and grew with more participation from descendants. The Juneteenth celebration was a time for reassuring each other, for praying, and for gathering remaining family members. Juneteenth continued to be highly revered in Texas decades later, with many former slaves and descendants making an annual pilgrimage back to Galveston on this day. Juneteenth festivities in full, a range of activities provided to entertain the masses, many of which continue in tradition today. Rodeos, fishing, barbecuing, and baseball are just a few of typical Juneteenth activities you may witness today. Juneteenth almost always focuses on education and self-improvement. Thus, other guest speakers and brought in the elders are called upon to recount the events of the past. Prayer service were also a major part of the celebration. Certain foods became popular and subsequently synonymous with Juneteenth celebrations, such as strawberry soda pop. More traditional and just as popular was the barbecue went through, with Juneteenth participants could share in the spirit and aromas from their ancestors. The newly emancipated African Americans will have experience during their ceremonies, hence the barbecue pit is often established at the center of attention of Juneteenth celebrations. Food was abundant because everyone prepared a special dish. Meat such as lamb, pork, or beef were not available every day, were brought on this special occasion. A true Juneteenth celebration left visitors well satisfied and with enough conversation to last until the next. Dress was an important element in early Juneteenth customs and is often still taken seriously, particularly by the direct descendants who can make the connection to this tradition roots. During slavery, there were laws on the book in many areas that prohibited or limited the dressing of enslaved. During the initial days of emancipation celebration, there are accounts of former slaves tossing their ragged garments into the creeks and rivers and adorning themselves with clothing taken from the plantations belonging to their former masters. Juneteenth and society. In the early years, little interest existed outside the African-American community in participation in celebration. In some cases, there were outwardly exhibited resistance by barring the use of public property for festivities. Most of the festivities found themselves out in rural areas, rivers, and creeks that could provide additional activities such as fishing, horseback riding, and barbecues. Often, church grounds were the site of such activities. Eventually, as African Americans became landowners, land was donated and dedicated for these activities. One of the earliest documentary land purchases in the name of Juneteenth was organized by Rev. Jack Yates. This fundraising effort yielded $1,000 and made it possible to purchase Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas. In Mexia, the local Juneteenth organization purchased Booker T. Washington Park, which has become the Juneteenth celebration site in 1898. There are accounts of Juneteenth activities being interrupted and halted by white landowners demanding their laborers return to work. However, in most allowed their workers the day off, and some even made donations of food and money. For decades, these annual celebrations flourished, growing continuously with each year passed. In Booker T. Washington Park, as many as 20,000 African Americans once attended during the course of a week, making celebration one of the largest in the states. Well, I think that's it for now. It's a lot to read and a lot to still learn, and I just wanted to share that with you, which I learned today. And I just want to know, like, what are you doing to celebrate Juneteenth? Is there anything that you're doing special for today? I do have a poem that I like to share. It's not mine, but it's by Christina K. It's called We Rose. From Africa's heart, we rose. Already a people, our faces ebon, our bodies lean, we rose. Skills of our life, beauty, and family crushed by forces we knew nothing of, we rose. Survive we must, we did, we rose. We rose to be you, we rose to be me. Above everything expected, we rose. To become the knowledge we never knew, we rose. Dream, we will, act, we must. Again, that was by Christine, not Kay. And yes, it's beautiful. It's posted on Juneteenth.com again. I am a poet myself. You know, I probably have a poem somewhere in one of my books of, you know, freedom. Because I've been writing for a while. So anyhow, one day I'll share one with you. I just wanted you guys to know that I appreciate you guys. Your support is very dear to my heart. I appreciate the shares. I appreciate the love, the comments. You know, my podcast is actually on WordPress. And if you go there, goodvibesonlypodcast.com, you can actually view the episode, or listen to it rather, and you can comment on it. So I appreciate if you can, you know, stop by goodvibesonlypodcast.com and just see what the buzz is all about, like they say. I would love to hear your comments, because without you, without your feedback, it's like I'm doing this podcast on my own. So thank you again for your feedback, your comments, your listening ear. And I pray that you have a beautiful Juneteenth. Celebrate all you can, because this is a day worth celebrating, not only for blacks, but for the world. So thanks again for tuning in. I hope you all had a good day. Learn something today, you know, and maybe pass it down to your children and your family members and whoever you want to speak to about it. If I said something to offend anybody, I apologize. I was just reading off something I'm looking at. And if you feel that way, then, you know, by all means, you can leave the room, like they say. Again, thank you for your time. Kindly, let's bring neighborhood back into let's bring neighbor back into the hood, you know, and let's love each other, appreciate one another, take care of one another, and be there for one another. I wish you all love, peace, and happiness. Your host, Fiordalisa. Later. If you'd like to learn more about Juneteenth, you can look it up, like do a Google search, right? And the Google search will show you the Wikipedia.org meaning of it. Also, news from Juneteenth, like stories of Opal Lee is the grandmother of the movement that makes Juneteenth a national holiday. So that's something new to know. Four things you need to know about Juneteenth, a new federal holiday. Then you have Juneteenth 2021. Are banks open? Most will operate as usual after the new federal holiday was claimed or was passed. Juneteenth may be a federal holiday, but some states are slow to follow suit. You have Yahoo top videos about Juneteenth celebrations across San Diego. Juneteenth Freedom Festival. Also inspired by Juneteenth, a state human playlist. Then you have Juneteenth.com. Then you have History.com, which is, says, what is Juneteenth? You have Wikipedia. I said that already. Okay, then you have the Britannica.com. Juneteenth history, meaning, flag, importance, and facts. So there you have it. Just wanted to let you know if you want to learn a little more about Juneteenth. These are some ways to, follow up with that and learn a little more. Everything you learn in life, the more you learn, the more knowledge you have, the more power you have. My mother taught me that. Learning is powerful. Nobody can take away what you learn. And nobody can take away what you know. They can take away everything else, but not your knowledge. So I just like to bring everything that I can. Positiveness is my thing. You know, I want to make sure everybody remains positive. Whatever you learn here today, I hope that you take it with you and you share with others and you, you know, just be a neighbor to one another. Love each other, respect each other, honor each other, be there for one another, because life is too short for us to be bickering and fighting over things that we have no control over. And just keep one step forward, keep God in your heart, and whatever it is that you, whoever it is you pray to. I'm not trying to talk religion, but I am about my God. So I just want y'all to know that no matter what you're going through in life, that things could change with prayer. And you have to remain positive, because by all means, you're the only one that can change your own world. So with that being said, I wish you all love, peace, and happiness. Thanks again for tuning in. It's your host, Fiordalisa.